Underdog Collectibles is an online shop run by collectors for collectors. Join them every Sunday, Tuesday, and Thursday night as they break new products, talk sports, and hopefully you'll pull a great hit to add to your collection. This week they'll be breaking Bowman Chrome, Mosaic Football, and Allen & Ginter. Check them out at www.udogcollect.com and tell them Wax Pack Hero sent you. Remember, always bet on the underdog. You're listening to the Wax Pack Hero Sports Card Minute, a podcast where we discuss both the hobby and business sides of collecting. I'm your host, Mike Summer, and I want to help you buy, sell, and trade your way into a collection you'll love. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of the Wax Pack Hero Sports Card Minute. For today's episode, it's going to be a little less about cards and a lot more about life. I'm going to talk about what probably is the worst 5 months I have ever experienced. I'll get into it after this.
Hi, this is Greg from the Rebel Base Card Podcast, and you are listening to Mike Summer on the Wax Pack Hero Sports Card Minute.
All right. Well, our story today goes back to 2018, in the summer of 2018. Actually, I should probably back up about 6 more months to January of 2018 to truly set the full context of the story. Now, as you know, I've got a day job, a 9-to-5, and I'm one of the maybe rare people these days who have actually been with the same company my entire career. From the summer that I graduated college through now, I've still been at the same company. Well, January 2018, it had been 19 years. I had been with the company. I had progressed through a variety of promotions. 15 of that 19 years, I had been in a leadership role, and at this point was up to a second level leadership role where I was a leader leading other leaders. I had never considered up to that point that I might end up working for another company someday and that I wouldn't end my career with the same organization. It's something that just had never even crossed my mind. Well, in January of 2018, our department announced that we were going to be undergoing a department structure study with leadership roles being the primary focus of that study. I was also finding myself for the first time in my 19-year career where I was in a role that I didn't think matched my skill set with the needs of the job. And so combining a role that I was not finding myself being confident in, along with our department undergoing a structure study and a review of our leadership positions, didn't make me feel too comfortable about what my potential future might be. For the first time in 19 years, I had to start considering the possibility I wouldn't be retiring from this organization, you know, into the future. And up to this point, a lot of our family planning had been around me being in this role for the long term and me preparing for retirement for the long term in this same role. And that change or that potential change created a lot of stress and a lot of anxiety. One of the things that I decided early on was that, you know what, I am not going to sit around and let somebody else make that decision for me. One of the benefits of working for a large organization is there are a lot of other departments that can leverage similar backgrounds and skill sets. And so I started actively pursuing other roles in other departments outside of the current department that I was in. Fortunately, throughout the summer, I was able to interview for a few of those roles in other departments and was actually selected for an analyst role. And so I would be stepping out of the leadership ranks and back into an analyst role, which was going to be able to utilize some of those same skill sets. And I was super fortunate about that. I felt super grateful for that opportunity to make a move within the organization. And that position started the first week of August of 2018. And that is the point where the worst 5 months of my life began. Now let me start by, it was not because of this new position. I was so happy to have this new position. That relieved so much stress. This department had already gone through their structure study, so a future layoff or potential layoff was not necessarily even something that I was considering at this point. I was happy to start this new role. And there I was, the first week of August, the first week in this new role, going through a lot of my training. And I was sitting there with a coworker on the Friday afternoon, getting ready to kick off one of my training sessions, when all of a sudden, I developed some intense pain in my head and in my neck and shoulders, to the point where I could barely stand it, and I had to go home. I left early that afternoon, went home and laid down and thought, man, that's weird. I'm not sure what's going on. Laid down for a couple hours and it kind of went away. It felt a lot better. We actually went to the county fair later that evening with the family. And after I had been up there at the county fair for another hour, hour and a half, this headache and neck pain came back and it concerned me a little bit. Well, went back home later that evening. I went to sleep, felt great the next morning, back to normal. And then unexpectedly later that afternoon, on the Saturday afternoon, the same thing started to happen. By lunchtime, I was starting to get that head and neck pain. And by middle of afternoon, I had to lay down again. It came back on Sunday, day after day. 3 days in a row now, that was starting to scare me. Went to the doctor the next week, and the doctor said, oh, it must be a pulled muscle, something like that. Here's some muscle relaxers. Tried those, didn't happen. Day after day now, going on a week, going on 2 weeks, the same cycle was happening. I'd feel fine in the morning, but if I wasn't laying down flat on my back by lunchtime, I was not able to function. And some fear started to creep in a little bit. Fortunately, I was in a training role and my job is quite flexible. And I was able to go to work in the morning, go home at lunch, and do a lot of my reading and my training and watch a lot of the training videos and things that I was doing while laying down in bed. And so fortunately, it didn't necessarily impact my job, but it still made me nervous here. First week in a new role, and having these types of issues that they were, I was asking for accommodations for as I was trying to figure this out. So it added a little bit of stress back into the life. Fast forward a little bit further, I started to go to some specialists. I went to a neurologist. I went to, you know, a few other specialized doctors to try to figure out what in the world was going on. And essentially what they all said is that I was having symptoms of several different conditions, but I didn't have all of the symptoms of any of them. And so there was a little bit of a mystery about what was going on. It could have been everything from viral meningitis to some kind of muscular and skeletal adjustment that needed to be made, to stress, to a nerve condition that impacted the nerves in my head and neck that were causing this issue. And so we tried a variety of things, from kind of physical therapy, massage therapy. There was a drug that they gave me to try to address the potential nerve condition, and even just waiting it out and getting rest and recovery. And I had no idea what was going to happen. I was so terrified that this was going to be the way it was going to be for the rest of my life, that I would essentially have 4 to 5 good normal hours a day, and from noon until bedtime, I was going to need to essentially be in bed flat on my back if I didn't want to be living with excruciating head and neck pain. And the fact that the doctors had no idea what was going on, and MRI results were completely normal, and all of these other things that might have gave some insight to what was going on, the fact that those didn't add anything and this whole thing was a mystery was super scary. Every few weeks, it seemed like things started to get a little bit better. Eventually, it became 1 o'clock in the afternoon and 2 o'clock in the afternoon before the onset of the head and neck pain. And eventually, it made it so that I could get through the full workday. But it was still, when I got home after work, I would need to lay down in bed. But I was encouraged that slowly but surely things were starting to go back to normal, or I was having those symptoms further and further out in the day. By the time Christmas rolled around in December, that was probably the first time in 5 months that I had a day where I was completely pain-free. We don't know what caused it or what made it get better, But eventually, by Christmas and New Year's, I was able to make it through a full day, and several days a week, I would not have any issues. A couple months later, I was completely back to normal. And that was such a relief. But there are some things that I learned along the way and some realizations that I had along the way that really impact me today. And it really impacts some of the way that our family, my wife and I and our family, structure our lives and set ourselves up for the future. And a lot of that is because for the first time in my life, I was dealing with the unexpected. There were things outside of my control that were impacting my life, and I needed to prepare for what if this is the way it's going to be in the future? What if these unexpected issues continue and we have to figure out a way to live our lives and provide for our families when what we had been doing for the previous 20 years wasn't going to be a possibility anymore? And so that really started to set myself up and for us to be able to make decisions to prepare for a potential different future. And that's where the cards start to come back in. I had already started the blog. I had already started buying and selling some online, but I was trying to think of a way that I would be able to potentially set myself up to generate income into the future if my long-term main career wasn't going to be an option anymore. And so that put me on a path where I decided to really focus on how I could start to ramp up both the content creation side of things, as well as the blog, and as well as the card sales. And could that be an additional way to generate income for our family? The other realization was that while we were pretty good about not being in debt, we didn't have car payments or any other personal debt like that. Our mortgage was our only debt at that point. It really prompted me to say, you know what? If I have to make less income, then we need to have less expenses. We need to focus on getting this house paid off as quick as possible. And that led us on to a path of accelerating our mortgage payoff even more, so that huge expense load would not have to be a factor anymore. And if I needed to do something different from an income perspective, we would be able to cover our expenses with far less income than I was making in my day job. And so that put us on an intentional path to pay off our mortgage, which was something that we accomplished in the spring of 2019. About a year and a half later, we were able to achieve that goal. And that just relieved even more stress of the unknown of what could come. So the first 6 months of 2018, dealing with the unknown about whether or not I would have a job in the coming months, moving into finally getting that job, and in the second half of 2018, dealing with constant pain and the unknown of whether I would be able to live a normal life for the rest of my life, made 2018 the worst year ever for me. I know a lot of people, 2020 is that year for them, but the things that happened to me in 2018 set me up and put me in a position so that 2020 has been a great year for us. But a lot of that is because of the suckiness that we dealt with in 2018. There's so much that I learned along the way that I am so thankful for at this point. And even though that was a terrible year, I am happy that I went through it, because it really set us up for making decisions that are going to benefit us into the future. First and foremost, I'm glad it inspired us and really motivated us to get completely 100% debt-free. And I can't say enough of how much of a relief that is, and I would encourage that to be a goal for as many of you as possible. It also, like I said, increased my focus on the hobby and creating card content and boosting my sales and building an additional revenue stream, because I wasn't sure that my primary revenue stream and my primary income was going to be there anymore. And along the way, that just increased and showed me the passion that I've got for this and how much I enjoy cards and how much I enjoy card content and how much I enjoy buying and selling cards. And that really inspired me to set that as a long-term retirement goal. And when I get to the point where I can retire from my day job, that I can build a second career and have a second cycle of making money from buying and selling cards and put more attention to that long term and long into the future. And so I'm super appreciative of that opportunity as well. And finally, it really makes me not take health for granted. And for so long, I had just assumed I'm young, I'm healthy, I'm not going to have any issues. But this little scare really makes me appreciate how important health is and how thankful I am for being fully healthy again and being fully capable to do whatever it is that I want to do. And so that appreciation of life in general and the things that you can do when you're healthy is something that will always stick with me. And so that year was an awful year. But the things that came from that year are going to hopefully have rewards or have benefits for decades into the future. And so that's something else that I just can't stress enough. There are going to be some of the tough times like this in our lives, but there are things that we can learn along the way. There are things that those tough times can teach us that can pay benefits for us long into the future. I don't know if you've ever experienced anything like that in the past or if you ever will, but hopefully there's something in there that you will find helpful. It's something that I wanted to just talk a little bit about. I just passed the 2-year anniversary of the onset of that condition, and it's something that I've been thinking about a lot this summer. And so I wanted to do an episode that just talked a little bit about that, and hopefully there's something in there that you will find valuable. If there is, let me know. Reach out to me at waxpackhero@gmail.com. Give me a follow on Twitter at TheMikeSummer and let me know what you think. Let me know if there's something that you find helpful. I would appreciate any feedback you have. You can also leave a rating and review on Apple Podcasts or your podcast app of choice. I would really appreciate that as well. That's all I've got for you today, so I will catch you next time.